We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Sparky D. Sparky, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Hey, I am doing great. It has been a while. And first, let's go back a little bit and talk about the industry and how you got started. How did it all start for you, Sparky D?
Okay, well, I was born and raised in Brownsville, Brooklyn. And back then, they were playing music outside. And, you know, you hear a couple people on the microphone. And I was a dancer at first. But I began to start rapping with the Playgirls. You know, they lived in the neighborhood. And they were in the projects beating on the wall and rapping. And they were like, you can't rap. So we got all together. And we made a song called Our Picture of a Man with our producer named Spider D. And we got signed to Suture Label, which the Fat Boys was on. And we got signed to Russell Simmons. And from there was history.
How about folks know you? How about the battles?
Well, the battle, that's, you know, I battled Roxanne
Shanté.
Sparky D versus Roxanne Shanté. And it was 1984. And Spider D, you know, which was my boyfriend back then. And we heard Roxanne Shanté, Roxanne's Revenge, on Mr. Magic Rap Attack radio station on WBLS, a world premiere. And she and he played Roxanne's Revenge. And when I heard her talking about UTFO, and being that UTFO lives in Brooklyn, Spider D said, yo, let's answer that. So we went in the studio the very next day. We finished the song. We took it to Nia Records. They pressed them up, and a week later, it went gold. And that was it. Roxanne Shanté and Sparky D going around the world battling each other.
Now, today you have a book.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The book is called From the Pit to the Palace. And wow, that's telling you the journey of my life, you know, when I was in the music business and when I got out the music business and God delivered me. 17 years of crack cocaine, prostitution, domestic violence, and homelessness.
From the pit to the palace. So
yes,
Sparky D has seen it all.
Yes, I have.
Being in the industry, being young in the industry, mm-hmm, when you first got into it, was it exciting and glamorous the way you thought it would be?
Yes, it's very exciting. It's very glamorous. But one thing I didn't know, that everything glitter is not gold. You know, and being in any entertainment business, it's just like an anaconda, a big old snake. And if you don't be careful and don't want to be nosy like I was and being promiscuous, you would get eaten up. And, you know, I got eaten up, but through the grace of God that he spared my life. He spared my life. But, yes, it's an anaconda world. And that's really what I can say. It's an anaconda world.
Wow. Where,
you know,
was there any particular thing that changed your life to make you say, this is not it? I need the Lord. I need something higher.
Yeah. You know, it was. I was living in Hopewell, Virginia. And if you know where Hopewell, Virginia is, there's nothing there in Hopewell. And me coming from Brooklyn, Brownsville, and being Sparky D and having so much inside of me, not knowing that God put down a ministry inside of me. And I had so much inside of me that one day I just looked up at the sky and I said, God, you know, my mother didn't raise me this way. You know, this not me. I got to get out of here, else I'm going to die. You know, and I almost died 3 times. And I just fell to my knees and I called upon the name of the Lord, which is Jesus Christ. And he saved me. You know, it wasn't easy, but I had to do what I had to do, and God delivered me.
Being Sparky D, how does that make you feel knowing that in the Heights there was Sparky D, everybody loving Sparky D, then you're living in Hopewell, Virginia, and it's like you're unknown?
It was terrible. It was terrible. I was dying inside and outside. Every day I would say, what in the world am I doing here? What am I doing here? You know, even in the midst of giving my life back to Christ, giving my life to Christ, I still didn't understand it. I didn't understand what his purpose was for me. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I had to figure that thing out. You know, I had to keep walking this thing each and every day. Faith, faith, faith. And it was terrible. I'm not going to lie. When I used to get high, and people used to come in those houses, in those crack houses, and I used to be high. They used to ask me to rap. And I used to rap gospel. Didn't have a clue what in the world I was doing. But it was terrible. It was terrible. I used to call Cool DJ Red Alert on 98.7 Kiss. And I used to ask him when Queen Latifah was out and Yo-Yo, you know, could they rap better than me? How they look? And, you know, just, mm-hmm. you know, what's going on? And I couldn't find my way back. You know, I was in the bowels of hell. I couldn't find my way back. I couldn't wow. find my way back. But all things work together for the good for them that love the Lord. And I just thank God that he heard my cry.
Now, you minister to thousands on your weekly prayer line. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, God told me to start a prayer line. It was a couple of years ago, even on Facebook, and I did it. And, you know, we can do things, and we get weary and well-doing, and I stopped. And then he just kept urging me to go ahead and do it. And obedience is better than sacrifice. And I just went on and did it. We do a prayer line on Wednesday. It's called Our Power. And it's basically lifting each other up, encouraging each other. For someone that can pray and would like to pray, they can always pray. We do it together because we all fall short to the glory of God. So there's no big I's and no big U's on that prayer line. And it's Wednesday at 8 p.m. And then we have Saturday. We know Saturday is very busy because people, you know, pay their bills, hang out with their family, wash their cars, just want to relax. But it's at 1 o'clock as well. And we don't stay too long on Saturdays because people are busy. But it's Wednesday night and Saturday night.
Tell us about this movie project involving Roxanne Shanté.
Okay. Forrest Whitaker, thank God for him, that he's making a movie of Roxanne Shanté's life. And the movie is called Roxanne, Roxanne. Nia Long is playing the mom. And I'm in the movie, you know, because it's a life story from 14 to 18. And I was very prevalent in her life back then, you know. So I am in the movie. They have us, you know, I can't tell the movie, but you'll see Roxanne Shanté and Sparky D in the movie. And hopefully, prayerfully, it'll be out the beginning of the next year. We don't have a date yet, but we're filming.
Wow. Now, how do you like that? How do you like acting?
Now, that right there is excellent because you're showing my legacy. You're showing a part of my legacy. God had me hitting for a reason. And when God does it, he does it big. So he did it in the movie screen. So I'm very excited. So that tells me that Roxanne Shanté and Sparky D will be traveling again and doing shows. So next summer, y'all see us everywhere. Because once the movie's out, the same day the movie comes out, our last hip-hop song will be out. We did an album called Round One. When the day of the movie come out, you're going to see our new single called The Last Round.
Wow. Got me exclusive, huh?
Yeah, you got
yeah. All right.
Yes,
okay. All right, Sparky D. The power of the curve. What's that?
Well, Miss Belinda Trotter James wrote a book of the power of the curves of the woman's body. You know, nowadays women are petite and, you know, they get surgery and they get things done over their body to look good. But, you know, us big women and thick women, we look good too. So I guess Belinda just decided to write a book called The Power of the Curves. And I just elaborated on how I felt about me. You know, I think I'm beautiful. I love me inside of me, regardless how I look. And I'm not doing anything to my body. So that's what her book is about, uplifting women with the power of the curves.
The book, From the Pit to the Palace. How does it feel being in the palace?
You know, the palace is not changeable things. It's a blessing. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding and that no one can take it away. You know, God gave it to me. No one can take it away. And the palace is just having peace. You know, after I gave my life to Christ, I began to be 7 years abstinent. And after that, God blessed me with my husband. And it's just the palace with my family back together with my children. Because, you know, my two older children, I was on drugs, so. Spider D, which was my producer and my boyfriend back then, you know, he took care of my two oldest children. And just to have all my four oldest children constantly getting on my nerves now, to God be the glory. But mm-hmm. I thank God for healing and restoration.
So to get in contact with you to pick up from the pit to the palace to...
And that's on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to Amazon.com. They can pick up a paperback book. They can get on their tablet, Kindle, you know. It's there, from the pit to the palace. And it's worth reading. It's worth reading because there's a lot of things in there that God allowed me to go through that he delivered me from. And there's also a part in there about the church, you know, because the worst hurt is church hurt, you know. And mm-hmm. when I first got into the ministry, I was like, why is church people acting like that? But, you know, God had to tell me them same folks came from the street. So
definitely.
It's just a lot of different things in there that I think people will love. And not because I wrote the book, not because it's my life story, but it's not easy walking with God. And, you know, it's like when a bill is due, people say, oh, my God, my bill is due. Oh, what I'm going to do? Hey, trust God. But we can go in church on Sunday and stomp hallelujah and speak in tongues and say everything else. But when something go wrong, we get nervous. No, why pray if you worry? That statement is so true. Why pray if you worry? You know, so a lot of different things in there that God has allowed me to go through and bless me with it will blow people's mind. You know, when people say God could do all things but fail, he can. You know, he could wake up Tyler Perry right now. So, okay, I need you to go bless Joanne so-and-so in Norfolk, Virginia. People really need to believe that because God could do anything at any given time.
Most definitely. You're right. It's our guest, Sparky D. Finally, do you Facebook, Snapchat? Or...
Yes, I do. I fake not on Snapchat.
Okay.
The patience of Snapchat. But
all right.
But Instagram is Sparky D. Facebook is Sparky D. Twitter is I am Sparky D. Everything is Sparky D. They can and will find me.
Sparky D, it has been a pleasure, and can't wait until the movie comes out. And gotta grab the book. I know it's going to be fantastic. I know you've got some great gems in there. I just want
yes,
to thank
I
you.
Do.
I just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. It's our guest, Sparky D. Don't forget, pick up the new book, From the Pit to the Palace. And she's got several projects she's working on. The new movie with Roxanne Shante, she's going to be in. So support our sister, Sparky D. Thanks once again, Sparky D.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.